Hello, and thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. We will be with you shortly.
I had broken dreams. I was so full of pain. But then you came. And now I'll never be the same again. I have tried it all, and I wanted to change. And right then you came, and now I'll never be the same again. I will never be the same. I will never be the same. Oh, I will never be the same. Ooh, and it's all because you came. Oh, back up against the wall and nowhere to run. Then you sent your son, and now I'll never be the same again. I just threw up my hands, oh, and said, Lord, here I am. Oh, and you were right there, and now I'll never be the same again. I will never, no, I'll never be the same again. Never, ooh, I will never, oh, I will never, no, I will never be the same.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. Before I bring her in, again, we want to start off with just if anybody wanted to sow a seed into the life of the apostle, you have several ways that you can do that. You can call me 302 401-8574, and we can do the transaction over the phone. It is safe and secure, and you will get a receipt. You can also mail it at 2144 Kimball Circle. Kimball is spelled K-I-M-B as in boy, A-L-L Circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455. And if you happen to need the address again or just didn't catch any of that, again, that number is 302-401-8574. And I will also repeat it, the number again at the end of the call. Okay, and we're going to go ahead on and bring Apostle Wade in. Apostle Wade, your microphone is live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you, and happy, happy new year. Amen. We are back. Amen. Blog Talk 2017, and I have missed being on the call. Amen. But we just thank God for what he did in the time that I was off. Amen. Had very busy schedule. A lot of things were going on, so it made it difficult. We had to reevaluate how we're going to do programming and things like that, and so I'm just grateful to God, amen, that we're able to come back. Amen. I thank God for the song that our engineer played, Rhonda played the song, and it kept saying, I will never be the same again. Somebody needs to get that in their spirit. I know where my help comes from. I will never be the same again. And then there was another verse in that song. It says, make the declaration, make it clear. Amen. Change your talk, change your thinking. Your life will never be the same again. And I said, wow, God, how awesome is that? That is such a setup for just what you would have me to share tonight to the people of God. Amen. So I'm excited about that. Before I get into the word, I do want to acknowledge my dear sister friend and co-laborer in the Lord, Pastor Patricia Benneman, amen, who is serving the Lord. I believe she's in New York right now, and she's always on the go, but I thank God for her and Gloria 9 and Ministries and how they make it possible for me to come on Tuesday night. They don't charge me anything. She sponsors. She says that I am her apostle. She sponsors us, takes care of the programming, and we support her wholeheartedly in the work that God has called her to do in the ministry. And then with her sidekick, Dr. Gregory Scott, amen, who is also the engineer of the program on her show. I have a flyer on my Facebook page. Whenever you get a chance, make sure you look at it. Support her on the days that she's on, when they have services and all of those great things. I know that she's planning a revival for Easter. And so we thank God for the revivals. When we have them on the phone, they have been awesome down through the years. And so there's so many great things that are coming down the pike via Blog Talk Radio. And so we want you to get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. And this year I want to help the people of God like I've never done with Pastor Gwen Merrill. She's probably not on the call tonight because of a situation that she has to give attention to. But I thank God for her, and she's going to be coming on and sharing some things and what the Lord is speaking to her about. She is still, many people know her from traveling with me, but she is still actively in ministry. She is still a pastor of Rivers of Living Water. She has Gwen's Inspirational Moments, and I want people to get that. Amen. In 2017, you're going to have to challenge your thinking. I have leaders where I serve as their apostolic covering, but some of those leaders don't have traditional churches. They don't have a traditional following. Pastor Benneman is a prime example. She has a congregation of people. They meet regularly, but we do things out of the box. And so many times people only think in the place of limitation. We only know one way. But she has had a successful church ministry for 4 years, pastoring in a new way, at a way that in times past that people have not thought. And that's what Pastor Merrill has been doing. She has been helping leaders. Whenever I have asked her to go anywhere to help any leader, she has done that because she serves alongside of me with Majestic International, which is my network where I want to bring people together, pour into their lives, and build them, because that's my apostolic mantle, to build the people of God. I appreciate the apostles that build all the churches and all the physical structures and the buildings, and they can name all the structures, but I want to build the people of God, amen, so that they can go out and accomplish all the things that God has assigned their hand to do. And so Pastor Merrill is many, many times used in that vein. And so she will be joining us a lot on the upcoming calls, and I'm just excited, along even with her husband, Brother Eugene Merrill. They're going to be coming in sometime, and whatever the Lord is saying, we're going to do it, because our motivation is to build the people of God. Why? Because in 2017, your testimony ought to be, I will never be the same again. And that's where I'm coming from on tonight, just to remind the people, since this is my first message of the year, you know, just sharing what it is that the Lord had begun to speak to me about 2017, because it's going to require us to get moving, to get active, to get activated, to understand who we are in God, to come away from traditions, to come away from limitations, to think outside the box and then get rid of the box, that we have to begin to act and respond and receive differently. Amen. And so many times, and I used to say it all the time last year, that when you are in a place and the church keeps telling you that you need to go to the old way, I'm telling you, you need to run as soon as possible, because they're sending you to a death, a spiritual death. Amen. God is always moving. Where is the God of the right now? That's what we need to find out. With all the craziness, with all the things that's going on in the world, we know, need to know the God of the right now and our situations and our circumstances. When we only think that God is speaking just what we can read, we teach ourselves to live in limitations, because we serve a God who said that we are going to be living epistles. And if we're living epistles, that means he is downloading some information and people all across this world, so that people will get revelation and begin to release it to push people on, to push them into the next place, to accomplish and to do the very things that he has set out. So in 2017, you must begin to say to yourself, I will never be the same again. I know where my help comes from. Amen. I'm going to make that declaration over my life. Why? Because of these three principles that the Lord has given me. It's time for us to reset, reestablish, and reaffirm the things in our life. Can I tell you, I believe... Amen. And we, many, many prophets, we've said it in times past that that year was going to be great and that year was going to be great. And believe me, 2016 wasn't bad for everybody. 2016 wasn't a struggle for everybody. But I believe in this year, everybody can be pushed and motivated, amen, and accomplish and conquer greatness like never before, because you have to challenge yourself to think that this is not the time when you pray about something and need 5, 6, 7 confirmations. You got to pray about it and then begin to respond to what you're praying, because you believe that God heard you. He reads what's on your heart. Glory to God. He is a mind reader, and he will give you directions accordingly if you get up and begin to respond. But traditionally, we sit in a place and say that I'm not moving until I got confirmation. And God is saying in this year, you get up, be activated, amen, and get to moving, because when he created us, he established us to be doers and conquerors and hearers and responders of his word, that we could create some things, that we could cause some things to happen. And so in this year, it's time for us to reset. Reset some things. What do you mean to reset? When I say reset, it means to set again, amen, to go to the original position of where God had intended for us. Amen. That we get ourselves together and say, God, there was a plan that you had for us. There was something that you had in mind. And so, God, I want to know what is on your mind when it comes to me being reset. It's time for you to push the reset button. Amen. It's just like the little power source that's in your bathroom, kitchen, or wherever for probably the newer houses. I'm not sure how many of the older houses, but when the power clicks off, amen, and you lose power and then you're in sudden darkness, if you go to that power outlet and you press that little red, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's yellow, but on it it says reset, and you press the reset button. And when you press that reset button, then power, amen, begins to come back into the source so that light can be created again. And so that's what we've got to do about our own life, that we must press that reset button. Glory to God. Press that reset button so that we can understand, hear, follow through, carry out, receive, amen, be accomplished, be healed, whatever the case may be, because there are certain things that have sapped our power. And it's going to require work out of you, that you got to do something. The Bible says in Isaiah 64:8, yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. That, come on, mold me and shape me. You are the potter, and we are all the work of your hand. Glory to God. And so when you understand that you're being reset, you're going to say, God, I put my life back in your hand. Now shape me to the position in which you saw, because there are so many things that have distorted my life, so many things that have pulled on me, so many things that have weighed on me, so many things that have caused me to think in a manner in which you don't want me to think, so many things that have occurred in my life that caused me to be unhappy, sad, depressed, miserable, lonely, lacking, still waiting on release, still waiting on blessings, still waiting on finances, still waiting on a wife, still waiting on a husband, still waiting on a children, still waiting on healing. There are these things, God, that have set upon me, but God, I'm going to reset my life, glory to God, and issue a command to my spirit man to reposition itself in your hand, because you are the potter, and I need you to create me, God, according to what you saw in the beginning, according to what you knew in the beginning. Reset. Somebody ought to say that to themselves now. It's time for me to be reset. Glory to God. And then when you begin to reset yourself, then you've got to work on being reestablished. Established. Glory to God. What does that mean? To install, to put into position, to build, to bring into being, to be on a firm foundation. Glory to God. Amen. To reestablish. That means a do-over. Let me tell you about that re, and there are many meanings to the R-E that's on the front of reset, reestablish, and reaffirm, but in this particular vein, we're using it, and re is it's basically saying concerning of. And so when we look at re and we attach the meaning concerning of, it's reading like this. It's like concerning of my set time, concerning of me being established, concerning of my affirmation. You got it? Amen. Reset. Amen. Concerning. Basically, it's almost like, it's almost kind of like you're talking a little shade to somebody. You know, it's concerning. It's like, if you really want to know about my set time, if you really want to know, since you're concerning yourself about me being established, if you really want to know about my affirmation, that's basically how we're looking at it like that. Reset, reestablish, and reaffirm. Concerning my being set, concerning my being established, concerning my being affirmed or my affirmation. Glory to God. And so we are reestablishing ourselves. Amen. Reestablishing ourselves, getting ourselves together, building ourselves, being put into the right position. Amen. Psalms 19 and verse number 17 reads like this. It says, may the favor of our Lord God rest on you. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands. Glory to God. I mean, God, I'm trusting you, amen, that you going to establish me, put me in position, glory to God. Amen. I'm believing you, God, right now that everything is going to be affirmed, a stall is going to be settled. I'm going to be built up. I'm going to be brought into the right place. I'm going to land on a firm foundation. Amen. Somebody ought to say that to themselves. Amen. Why? Because I'll never be the same again, that God is doing something. Can I tell you, this is not the time to want to go back to what you had. Sometimes we pray and we want, God, give me recovery. Let me recover everything I have. I don't mind God getting recovery, but I want everything, amen, that was supposed to go, all the interest and everything to go. I don't want to just go to the place of recovery, because if I just go to the place of recovery, then I'm only going to a place that I've already been before. And I need you to do something greater in my life, that I want to go to places, I want to accomplish goals, I want to do things that I have not done before. I want the greater in my life. And I understand that if you, God, reestablish me on a firm foundation, because things been a little shaky, things been a little rocky. Somebody's been weary, somebody's been afraid, somebody's been frustrated, somebody's been concerned, somebody's just got tired of praying. Glory to God. Just, God, I'm just tired. I've tried to do the right thing and I'm just tired of it. Amen. And I'm not settled in my spirit. And so I don't want to go back place where I was comfortable and then I end up in the shaky place, because if I continue to go back to that same place, then I'm going to continue to have the same result as I did. I want to be a conqueror. I want to be a more than a conqueror. I want to be the giant, amen, the giant slayer, glory to God, where I can reestablish myself, that my foundation is so firm, amen. It's not shaky, it's not rocky, amen, and it's a new foundation, glory to God. It's new. You know, I remember when I lived in Oklahoma once, and there was a part of my house that began to settle. And so the man came in, and so he was showing me over, and there was a little corner piece of the house. And he said, you know, houses, they settle, and he said they're constantly shifting and moving. He said, you're inside it, but you don't know about the shifting and moving. He said, and the foundation sometimes begins to sink, and it begins to go down or begins to slide. And then some people, depending upon how bad the foundation is, they have cracks in their foundation and stuff like that. But the man said to me, no matter what it is, he said, it's nothing that can't be fixed. He said that if the foundation shift out of place, then we have to put it back, and we know how to put it back in place, and we can reset it. He said the foundation begins to crack. He said we know how to jack the house up, glory to God. We know how to lift things up and seal the crack, so that when you look at it, you'll never ever know that there was a crack in it, because we know what to do to make the foundation solid. Can I tell you, we've got to ask God to reestablish us. Why? Because he knows what to do to make the foundation solid in our life. And then we've got to reaffirm ourselves. Glory to God. Reaffirm ourselves. We've got to take, amen, or assert positive. That means to state or assert positively and to maintain it as true. And so when you read it, you're reading it, okay, concerning me being affirmed or concerning my affirmation, I'm going to speak it and respond to it and maintain that everything is true. Glory to God. Amen. That it is true. Glory to his wonderful name, because I'm trusting God. Why? Because according to Proverbs 14:23, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. I'm not talking this thing. I am believing it like never before. Amen. I'm trusting God like never before, because it is my time. And I'm telling you, you got to prophesy to yourself. And no matter what shows up, you still talk to yourself and say, God, no matter what comes up, all I'm saying that it is time. It is time for my change to come. Amen. It is time for things to begin to happen in my life like they have never, ever happened before, that I'm going to stand firm. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. All always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that the labor of the Lord is not in vain. Now, let me help somebody out here, because when you hear the work of the Lord, sometimes folk will go and they will busy themselves and go do everything for the church, and they leave their own life lacking. The big mistake, no, that's not what the Lord is saying, because if the work of the Lord was not associated with us, with our households, our family, then you got to ask yourself, why was Jesus a people man? Why did he go in the midst of people? Why did he serve people? Why did he stop and he healed somebody with an issue of blood? Why would he raise a man's dead child? Come on now. Amen. The work of the Lord is everything that is associated with you, and he wants you to accomplish it. Amen. You got to do the work of the Lord. If he called you to be an entrepreneur and you know he called you to do it, that's the work of the Lord, and he will bless it. Get yourself in position. Reset, reestablish, and reaffirm yourself and trust him, because the work of the Lord, amen, is not in vain. That you got to do something for yourself. And listen, I'm talking to myself. I have a book that I need to be writing, and this book has been in my head for so many years, and it seems like out of all the other books that I've written, this is the hardest one, that I struggle, turn my computer on, look at the computer, and I'm like, oh, God, I just don't know what it is. Amen. But I've got to get it, because the Lord has given it to me. So this is the work of the Lord, and the work of the Lord is not in vain. That we've got to trust him, amen, that all of these things that he has put before us, amen, that if we stand firm and understand that it is his way, amen, and that things are not going to be, amen, some things are not just going to be easy for us. Why? Because you'll never be the same. And if you'll never be the same, you got to remember that there's some old giants you were already conquered, but there's some new giants that's on you right now that's hindering you from your best life ever, from your greatness. There are some people that are in the wrong place. You living in the wrong city, state, country. Amen. It's time for you to move, get in position. There are some folks that you need to change your job. There are some folks you just need to change your mind. Amen. You've got to come away from traditional thinking that keeps you in bondage and hear what it is that the Lord is saying, because he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You got any ears? Do you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you? And if you know God is saying to you, don't look for everybody else to confirm what God is saying. Get up and move, because if you believe it's God and you're heading in the wrong place and you hear the Spirit, I'm just convinced that he will stop you, detour you, and turn you around. Can I tell you, I still believe that God got some sudden blessings. I still believe that God got some doors that he's waiting to open for his people. I still believe that there is much that he is releasing to the people of God who will reset themselves to the original position. Amen. What is the original position? He called us to be heirs and joint heirs. He called us to be blessed. Amen. He called us to be the head and not the tail. He called us to be healed and not sick. He called us to have favor and greatness. Glory to God. And he's allowing us, because now you got to take control of it yourself. You got to do something about it yourself. Amen. Speak a word over your life. Come on, the song says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Come on, sometimes you've got to speak victory. Amen. No matter how you feel, come on, think over your life. Glory to God, and you shall be healed. Speak over yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. Why? Because this is your time. Can I prophesy for a minute? 2017 shall be a great year, a banner year, a fabulous year, a marvelous year, a year of promises being fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I speak that prophetically to the people on this call. I speak that prophetically to my own life. Oh, I heard you, Holy Ghost. The Lord just told me, he said, even for somebody that's been struggling, it may seem like a small thing. He just said, for even a person that's been struggling with weight loss, God said, I got you in this. Glory to God. And I hear the Lord said, I'm shifting in your life. He said, I'm shifting in somebody's system. This was somebody want to lose weight. God said, because I'm going to ignite faith in them like never before. I'm going to encourage them. The Lord said this. He said, I'm going to begin to ignite in your system. He said, I'm going to take 10 pounds off of you, but then I'm going to require you to do the the rest of the work. Ooh, you're going to be lost 10 pounds before you know it, not doing anything. And God is saying, because I am establishing you on a firm foundation. That's just for somebody wanting to use weight loss. Glory to God. Amen. Guess what? If it's important to you, it's important to God, because it's time for us to reset, reestablish, and reaffirm ourselves. It's your season to be blessed. Glory to God. Well, our time is almost up, but I want to take some prayer requests. If anyone has any prayer requests, if you have a quick comment, amen, excuse me, that you would like to make, amen, and then we will close out accordingly in prayer. A quick comment, a concern, press 1 on your phone. Make sure you only press it one time, because if you press it twice, you cancel it out, so you'll have to press it a third time. Once you press the 1, amen, our engineer will begin to call the last 4 digits of your phone number. When you hear the last 4 digits of your phone number, she'll tell you that your mic is live and you can speak quickly. You may say, Apostle, that word was for me. Apostle, I received the word. Apostle, amen, I'm going to declare, speak over my life. I'm resetting, amen, reestablishing and reaffirming the things in my life that I'm preparing for the blessing, amen, and I'm going to do it not afraid. And fear is a factor. Let me say that. Fear is a factor for people, because when we have become comfortable doing things the same way for years, when we have become so comfortable with that, glory to God, it gives us a little fear in making moves that we've not done before. Amen. What do you mean? That means you might need to make some moves without your family. You might need to make some moves without your friends. You might need to make some moves without the approval of everybody else, no matter who they are. You may need to walk away from the familiar thing that you complain and you're miserable about, because you know there's more in you than where you are now. You may be afraid because you're not even sure how it's going to be. Can I be real with you? I believe that that is my struggle with this book that I'm working on. I have about 7 books that are probably halfway written, and they've been that way for years. Just life happened, the reason I put them down for a while. But this one particular book, I believe that there is a great fear associated with writing a book. Not because I'm scared of what the Lord is saying, but it's like, God, I want it to be big. I want it to be greater than the other books. I just want it to be. You know, when I did the first little book, Pick Up the Pieces did well. But I marketed that book a lot of times with my traveling, so I sold it out. Every time I went somewhere, I sold out on that. And then the Lord saw fit to take that book and use it in some boot camps requested, and there were some women groups. And so it had, amen, success the way I wanted it to be, amen. But now I want it to be another kind of success. I don't want to create a book and have to self-publish it, and then it's on the place of limitation, amen. I want it to be great. I want it to go out there. I want it to make a bestsellers list. I want it to bless people whose eyes I may never meet with, but they will read it. And so a part of me is the fear. But guess what? Until I reset myself and come away from fear, glory to God, amen, because God did not call me, amen, with a spirit of fear. I shouldn't have that, amen. And so I got to get rid of that fear, shake it off of my life, and begin to trust God, amen. This is your season. This is your year. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your month. And I hear the Lord said, I don't want you to be lonely anymore. You tell me that you're lonely, but you won't tell others that you're lonely. And God said, I'm in there. I see a little small space. I don't know whose apartment I am. It looks like I'm in an apartment, but I hear the Lord said, I know you're lonely. He said, I feel your spirit. But the Lord said, you can change it. And I hear the Lord saying this word to you. He said, activate your life. Get up and start living. Get up and don't be afraid to live and enjoy yourself. Can I tell you, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to declare some things over my life. Why? Because in 2017, I will never be the same. Glory to God. Well, I talked a whole lot, but press 1 if you haven't. If you have something, question, comment, concern, or prayer request, press that 1. Our engineer, it's in your hand.
The last 4 digits of your phone number are 4889. Your microphone is live.
Amen. Apostle Wade, this is Chantella. I just wanted to say thank you for that word. Definitely this is the year. This is definitely the year. And as you were speaking, I just heard God say that it's going to require action. Everything is here for us. It's going to require action. So I just thank you for you being the gift that you are and sharing, because I'm definitely taking this word and running forth with it.
Amen. Amen. I love you, baby. Thank you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Okay. The last four, your phone number is 9945.
Hi, Apostle. This is Rose Shields. I just want to say it's a blessing to hear you. I missed not being able to dial in and hear you speak. So I just wanted to say thank you, and that it's a blessing, and thank you for the word.
Amen. Love you, Rose. Thank you for calling.
Okay, the last four of your phone number is 5463.
Well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. This is Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I am calling to say welcome back. And that's from the heart. I enjoyed what I heard. I apologize. I didn't get on at the appointed time. My uncle turned 71 today, where they had given him up in 2015 to die. He turned 71 today, 2017. And I'm hooked on sugar. So I went down and get me some cake. And when I got down there, I had cake, I had shrimp, I had macaroni salad. I just picked out, I had a meal, and then I came home, I left the dishes for them. Oh, bless his name. And then I was sitting there, and I said, oh, my God, this program is on, this service is on. Thank you for resetting the button. Oh, bless
his name. Amen. God bless. Amen. I love you, Pastor. Benjamin, and then before we get off again, I need you to make sure we're going to take the other calls, but I need you to come back on so that you can give the exact date for the revival that will be coming up, because we want to make sure that we continue to announce it. I announced it at the beginning of the program, but I didn't have the exact date, okay? All right.
Okay, the exact date is February the 28th. It is the last day of February. The time is at 7 p.m. We have a hostel overseer, Ruby Handy. She will be bringing the message and taking the calls. So please tune in at 7 p.m. on the last day of this month, February the 28th. We are borrowing that Tuesday night from Apostle Wade. She gave me permission to use that night. So I appreciate her for letting us have that fourth Tuesday night in February at 7 p.m. So tune in.
Amen. 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 We will, most definitely. Sister Rhonda?
Okay. The last four digits of your phone number are 5153.
Yes, this is Diane Coy from Revelation International, and I would like to just thank Pastor Wade for the reset and her word.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Diane. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Amen. I'm doing good. Amen. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Love you.
Hey, love you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Okay, the last four digits of your phone number are 4037. 4037, you're live.
Hello?
Yes, sir. We can
hello?
Hear you.
Hello?
Hey, Apostle Wade, this is Roberta. That word was just for me.
Amen. bless your
I'll
heart.
Never be the How same again after the, what I've went through. So God
Amen.
Wants me to reset some things in my life.
Amen. Amen.
And
when I believe
you said,
that
when you started
you.
Talking about that fear, I knew that was just for me.
Yes. Praise God. Amen. That is good. It's so good to hear your voice. Amen. I know this is your time to reset. Amen. And those of you that are on the call, just continue to lift her up in prayer. She recently lost her husband, but God got her back. And I tell you, you know, sometimes when we go through sad things, we think it's the end. But can I tell you, I just know this is her beginning, that God has much
yes,
for her.
Yes.
Amen. Much joy, laughter, happiness, travel. Amen. That she is going to feel a freedom and a liberty to live like
yes.
never before. Amen. Sometimes when we lose loved ones, we die and we stay at the grave. But God wants us to come away from the grave and come away from the death, remember their life, but go on and live ourselves. And so that's what's going to happen for your life, Roberta. And I stand in agreement with you. Amen. Fear is coming off of you. No more fear attached to you. This is your year to be you, to be healed, to be healthy, happy, and whole. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Sister Rhonda.
Okay, I believe that was the last one.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just want to thank everyone.
Okay, wait.
Amen.
Now, one more to pop in.
Amen. And if there's anyone else that's listening, go ahead and press 1 because sometimes you cancel it out. Amen. If you want to, we'll take everybody's call if you just press the 1.
All right,
amen.
I have.
Go ahead.
Okay, 9027.
Hey, Apostle, it's Allie Martin.
Hey.
Hey, Apostle, it's Allie Martin. I am so happy that I got that text earlier as I was traveling. But this word is for us to reset, reestablish, and reaffirm. I just thank you for it. I thank God that he allowed Pastor Benjamin to have you back on the air again because I miss these Tuesdays. My alarm
Amen.
Always goes off at 7:29. I'm like, oh, no, I don't have nothing to listen to. But I'm just so happy. But I do have to speak to you on a later date. To continue our conversation because this year has been extraordinary for me and in December. And it's just so
Amen.
Much. And when you said that, keep packing, like you're going someplace, and I kept doing that,
yeah.
and I kept thinking about
yeah.
that. But this has it has reaffirmed a lot of stuff, and I'm just so thankful that just to hear it.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ms. Martin. Amen. I love you. You have my number. Call me at any time. Amen. Just at any time, like for real, at any time. Doesn't matter how late or how, you know, early it is, just call me. Amen. Whenever you have a moment, whenever you want to sit and talk, you need to talk, laugh, cry, whatever the case is, you got my number, so use it. Amen. Sister Rhonda.
Okay. 8910. Your microphone is live.
Okay.
8910.
Hey.
Hi, Snicker Hollis Mark, Wisconsin. And I was listening. And I'm just in the need of prayer. I lost my son, my only child, in August in a car accident. And I've been strong, but I can feel my feelings. And the last few weeks have been the roughest that it has ever been.
Okay, now I need you to tell me your name again because the phone it keeps going out. It keeps cutting out. So tell me your name again.
Tamika.
Okay. Tamika, do I know you?
I met you probably a couple years ago through Pastor Brown. Pastor Randy Brown and Celeste Brown. You came to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes. All right. I got you, honey. Okay. Yes, I got you. I got you. Okay. And I heard you say that you lost your only son, was it, in August in a car accident?
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing all of this down because we're going to pray for all of this. You know, and, you know, whenever you have moments like that, they're very difficult moments, especially when you're talking about a child. It's one thing to lose a spouse. It's a whole nother thing to lose a child because that's just not the order in which we have perceived things. You know, my prayer for you is that God will grant you peace. Amen. Peace as you remember him. And I said this to a young lady years ago, and it took her a while. She lost her son in an accident in Delaware. And I said to her, she said, just the struggle is so real, I don't know how I'll go on. And I said to her that when you refuse to go on, you dishonor the life of that person. You dishonor him because he's not going to want his mom to be hurting and stuck in a place and miserable. You know, we want what we want. I just come from Oklahoma. You know, we buried a dear friend of mine, dear co-laborer. She was a member of my church, but she was a sister, friend, family, all of that. And so, and I understand that the heart wants what the heart wants. And so we're going to pray with you that God will show you how to transfer, amen, some of the hurt, because you're going to feel it. That's your baby, you know, and nobody can tell you how long to grieve. That's the most important thing. The thing with healthy grieving is you grieve and keep it moving. See something different. Create a legacy out of his life. Remember the little funny things, the jokes, the things. Remember when he got into some trouble and you had to correct him. Remember the things that gave him life, because often when we lose someone to death, we tend to minimize their life, and the death takes over everything. And the reality is your son is not in the shell anymore, but he's still alive in spirit because the spirit is not dead. The soul and the spirit yet remains, and so you're going to have to fight. And it's a push. It's not a hard, easy thing. It's going to be a hard thing to say, God, I feel the present. I feel him. I feel him in my heart. I remember him. And let me tell you something, baby. When you want to cry, cry, but keep it moving. When you want to cry, cry, and then turn it into laughter. Think of something funny. And that'll help build you up so that you can cherish the time you had. Because if you don't cherish the time you had, you will always be stuck in the death of the thing. Why that accident? Why did it happen? Why, God, did you have to allow it to be my child? We'll get stuck in that place. And so your goal is to come away from that and remember and let him as your son, your only son, let him begin to bring joy to your life like never before, to say, God, I want him here in the flesh, but I need to now know him in a different way, and he'll still bring me joy. I can look at a picture or think of a memory, or if there's any video of him, I can look at a video, and I can find peace, joy, and happiness. And then, God, I'm saying that my baby is resting in your arms, and I'm just giving it up just like that. And God will begin to work with you. It is a process, you know. And then when other things come, because even in the midst of your healing from that, sometimes other things will come along. It's like you're blindsided, and things will begin to hit you. And just say, God, look, I need to reset myself. And you may have to do daily resets. You may have to do daily affirmations over your life. You may have to do just daily speak of how you're going to establish yourself in the place and in the plan of God so that you can do it. But let me tell you something, girl, you're worth it. You're worth it, and your son is worth it. So whatever time you need to heal, you take the time. The key to it is keep moving while you're healing. Don't sit down. Don't get depressed. Once the spirit of depression comes in, say, let me think of something my baby did. Let me go and look at a funny picture or think of something that he may have told me or whatever the case is. Remember something that he did in school. Whatever it's going to take for you to give him life and not minimize him to death, that's what it's going to take. God got you in the midst of it. We speak peace over your life. We speak joy over your life. We say that the best is yet to come. We don't understand why sometimes these things happen, but we are trusting God, amen, that he is in control of all of the plan. I'm telling you, because as a parent, that's a hard one there. But I'm telling you, you can overcome, you can conquer, and you can remember him forever. You can tell generations to come about your son that brought joy to your life. God got your back in the midst of this. Amen. And we're agreeing with you. Sister Rhonda?
I think the last one is 5153. Your microphone is live.
I think that was already done. You've already done that one. Because I'm right there. You've already done that.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you for sharing your time and your extra time. Glory to God. We try to keep the program to 30 minutes, but we'll go for however long that we need to. We want to say God bless you to all of you, to the people of God. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Amen. And whenever there's a topic or a subject matter or something of concern that you would like us throughout this year to begin to talk on, because we're about building people. I don't want to come on Tuesday to give you a bunch of Sunday school messages. I don't want to come on Tuesday just to read a whole bunch of scriptures to you and not give you anything where you can apply life application skills, because it's about us living, amen, and being all that God has for us to do. Amen. Send me a text if you have my number. Send me an email. My email is comingoutontop@hotmail.com. Coming out on top. comingoutontop at hotmail.com. Amen. Or either if you're on Facebook, if you're my Facebook friend, send me a message through Facebook, and we will build a calendar of things that we will begin to talk about together. And let me tell you, there are no subjects off. There are no limits to what we will talk about, because if we live it, we have to be able to talk about it. If we experience it or we're surrounding it, we have to be able to talk about it. So there are no limitations to what we will talk. We together want to grow, and we together want to know the mind of God. We want to know what it is that He is speaking, and so we want to continue, amen, to keep our ear to His mouth, that He will download in us, amen, and release us into the place of power and strength where we have the ability concerning our set time, our affirmation, our being established, amen. There will be no fear. We are all more than conquerors. So I want to thank you. I bless your name, Holy Father. We thank you for every person. Amen. Not a whole lot of prayer requests tonight, God, just a whole lot of people that are trusting you for your word. And so we thank you for the release. We thank you for every financial need. We thank you for that person that you're going to take the 10 pounds off and then allow them to press the reset button. We thank you, God, for all that you are doing for us now, that we'll begin to see ourselves in you and see ourselves in your eyes. We thank you for healing the grieving mother, the hurt that her heart must be going through. But God, we thank you that she shall rise again. She'll have a testimony, amen, that she will begin to share with other people about the life of her son. The death, God, is what we're going to give the least attention to. But we want to draw most attention to his life. Sister Roberta, continue to take her out of a place of fear. Heal her as God, as she's still coming out of the process of losing her husband. Father, we just thank you for all things. And any other listeners, those that are listening on through chat rooms that are online, and those that have called in, we bless you for every person that shared some of their time with us. We thank you for it. Now, God, we thank you that the rivers of blessing are flowing, amen, and there is healing in that stream, amen. There is prosperity in there, amen. There is wellness, there are provisions, amen. Whatever the people of need, there is a release of finances in this stream. The rivers are flowing, amen. And Father, we thank you that what needs to get to a person will flow directly to them. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Benjamin, Mother Benjamin, Dr. Scott, Gloria Nine in ministry. Father, we thank you for the work that you're calling me to do, amen, around the world. We thank you. We thank you for the team that you are bringing in, even in Virginia Beach, as I establish work here, God, that you will show me what to do, how to do it, who to do it with, God, amen, and put the right leaders in place so that I have the liberty to travel the globe and be all that you said. We thank you, God, amen, because this is the year that we declare some things over our life, and we shall never be the same again, because we know where our help comes from. and we will change our talk and our thinking so that it will line up with what you had predestined for our life. We give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Sister Rhonda, it's in your hands.
Okay, and I just want to give out the phone number again for those that may want to sow a seed into the life of the apostle. I'm going to give you my phone number. You can text me, send me a message, call me. We can do the transactions over the phone, or I can give you the address. So the phone number is 302-401-8574. Again, that number is 302-401-8574. You can call or text, and we can do a transaction with the phone, or I can give you the address to mail it to. And we want to thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. You guys have a blessed night.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all. Love you. Bye-bye.